Hi, I'm Donovan Brown with another episode of Azure Friday. We're here at Build 2018. My special friend Ed with me. Tell us what you do here at Microsoft, Ed.
Well, Donovan, I'm a special program manager for Visual Studio Team Services. And my focus is on Git and version control.
All right, so Git's critical, and it's also very, very popular right now. Tell me one of the reasons that Git has just seems like it's taken over the world right now.
It does. You know, the last Stack Overflow survey I saw showed that 90% of software engineers were using Git in some fashion. So it really has taken over in a lot of ways. Isn't that incredible?
Yes, it is, because I've been around long enough before Git even existed.
Sure.
So for a source control system just to jump on the scenes and take over, tell me why has Git become so popular?
Yeah, so I mean, it really allows you to enable some lightweight branching strategies.
Okay.
And that's really cool. So what I can do is something like trunk-based development. So I can keep my code in the master branch, in the main integration branch, as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So I'll spin up a new branch, we call it a topic branch, fix a bug or add a new feature and get it merged into master, share with my coworkers as quickly as possible, and to get it into production as quickly as possible.
So branching is cheap, it sounds like.
Branching is super cheap.
All right. But for every branch, there has to be a merge.
The cost is
the merge normally, not necessarily the branch. So talk to me, does Git do anything special when it comes to resolving merge conflicts?
It doesn't really do anything special, but what it does is, since branching is so cheap, it encourages you to do it and merge that code quickly.
Gotcha.
Instead of leaving it around. Because it's really the long integration cycles that are really costly. And you get into we call them merge hell.
Right.
When you've got just a bunch of people trying to merge a bunch of code in feature branches that have been long running for a long time all at once.
Yeah, and also I've heard the term merge bomb.
Yeah.
Right, because you have basically this explosion and it takes you forever to integrate that stuff.
It is the worst.
Right, but there has to be other techniques, because just branching quickly and merging back into master, what if my code's not completely finished? How do I protect my peers from the fact that I'm trying to stay close to the branch so that I don't have this merge bomb, yet some of the code that I'm writing isn't even finished yet?
Right. Well, I mean, finish your code. But if you want to avoid bringing code that isn't quite ready for consumers
right
into production, you know, feature flags, of course,
gotcha,
are a great strategy. So what we do is we start merging quickly. Obviously, it's got to compile. The tests
sure
have to pass.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be feature complete. It doesn't have to be ready to light up in production. We just hide that with feature flags.
Perfect. So that'll also help some of the agile teams that struggle to get something in their product backlog that's going to take 2 or 3 sprints. Because
right,
historically, they would have a branch that lived for 2 or 3 sprints and never got merged back into master. Right. All the while, master is changing
that's
for
right
2 to 3 sprints worth of work. And then all of a sudden, there's boom, an explosion happens at the end.
Merge bomb.
Gotcha. So now having feature flags allow me to continuously merge and forward and reverse integrate both my branches, such that when I'm finally done, I'm just flipping a switch, not worrying about this merge collision.
That's exactly right.
Got it. Okay. So what are the things about Git, besides the branching, make it more advantageous or attractive to me?
So one of the big things that sort of comes up when you start talking about Git is pull requests.
Okay.
So the pull request workflow is incredibly powerful. It's a great way to do code reviews. You can see it all just on the website on Visual Studio Team Services. And you can comment in line. You get this rich collaborative experience that you didn't really have. And it's not that we couldn't have done that with, say, Team Foundation version control or some centralized version control system, but it just happened that it kind of came about at the same time that Git became popular.
Great. So even though branches are cheap and we merge often, it's not just this willy-nilly everyone merging
no
into it. We actually have a pull request that can actually protect our master branch and allow us to review the code and check it before it actually gets merged into master.
That's exactly right. And spin up some continuous integration builds.
Okay.
And we can have branch policies so that I can open a pull request against your project, and you can enforce that you have to code review it before I complete that pull request. So I
okay
can't just merge my code right in.
Gotcha.
So you need to do the code review. You need to set up a build policy and
okay
tests so that you can enforce that my code builds and all your tests pass before you accept my code. And you could go crazy. You could do static code analysis at that point. You can do all sorts of great
cred scans.
Yes.
Gotcha. So the reason I said that is because the VSTS team uses VSTS,
yes,
which uses Git as our primary source control, and we have a pull request scenario that sounds very similar to the one that you're describing as well.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, the VSTS team uses VSTS to build VSTS.
And we've chosen Git as our primary version control system.
We have.
And that allows, though, I think it's 40 or 50 feature teams that work together to bring us VSTS, right?
Yeah.
And they're all merging into master every single day.
Yeah, all the time.
Right, and that would almost be impossible with a centralized version control system like TFVC, yes or no? Or?
It was challenging. So, of course, we used to use TFVC. We moved to Git, and that did increase our agility.
Gotcha.
We did have these nightmare merges sometimes.
Gotcha. Understood. Well, this is really good information for people. Now, the one thing that I've also heard, and this will be the last thing I ask you about, the learning curve can be expensive.
Yep.
So what are some advice that we can give to people who are moving from a centralized version control to a Git version control to help them get over that learning hump?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that Git is a little bit different as far as the way it works, and that can be really difficult. So there's a couple of things. One, there's nothing wrong with using a GUI around Git. You know, a lot of people think that are purists, maybe, and think that Git needs to run on the command line. I don't think that's true. I think that there are some good GUIs out there. And, there's one built into Visual Studio, for instance.
Sure.
There's one built into Visual Studio Code. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. The other thing is that there's a lot of good resources available on visualstudio.com, for instance, to teach you how to get started using Git. And so I think you should avail yourself of that knowledge. But, just go with a GUI.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We're learning all about using Git here on Azure Friday.